You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Well, how you doing, Hepcats and crazy kittens? It's time to grab a handful of nickels and get down to the glorious sounds spinning round in the old Rockola jukebox. I'm Matt the Cat, welcoming you to the Juke in the Back, a solid hour of 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. It's truly the soul that came before rock and roll. And what a great program I have planned for you this week. We're going to honor not one, but two groundbreaking rhythm and blues icons. And they're related. It's the Lutchers, Nellie Lutcher and her younger brother Joe Lutcher. To the best of my knowledge, they never recorded together. So we're going to dedicate the first part to the piano-playing vocalist Nellie Lutcher. And for the second half, we'll let saxophonist Joe Lutcher shine. Let's begin with Nellie Lutcher. She was the eldest daughter of 15 children to Isaac and Susie Lutcher. Isaac was a bass player, and so Nellie was raised with music in the house. She was born on October 15, 1912, in Lake Charles, Louisiana. The family encouraged her to play piano and gave her piano lessons. Soon she was playing with her father in the Imperial Jazz Band. Then in 1933, she joined the Southern Rhythm Boys, and by 35, she was really making a name for herself, so much so that she had the confidence to move to Los Angeles. She kicked around the Los Angeles area for about 10 years and didn't really make any waves until 1947, when she entered a March of Dimes talent show at Hollywood High School. She immediately impressed Dave Dexter, who was a talent scout for Capitol Records. He signed her right up to the label, and her very first Capitol release was a hit. Nellie, who had already done the time, was ready to shine. By this point, she was in her 30s and already had a couple of children to take care of. Her first Capitol Records release, Hurry On Down, was by Nellie Lutcher and Her Rhythm. It hit number 2 on the rhythm and blues lists during the late summer of 47. To me, Nellie's style is very unique for her time. Like many African-American blues and jazz singers, she was very interested in pop music. But few African-American artists could cross over into the pop field. So if you listen closely to her records, she's definitely rooted in the blues and jazz, but a lot of her phrasing is pop. She also has her own unique sort of scat style. Let's begin this week's Juke in the Back feature on the great and highly underrated Nellie Lutcher with her big number 2 from 1947. Here's her debut single for Capitol Records, Hurry On Down.
Hurry through the alley so the neighbors won't see you. Hurry on down to my house, baby. There ain't nobody home but me. Hurry on down to my house, baby. Ain't nobody home but me. Hurry on down, baby. I'm blue as I can be. Mama's gone for the whole long day. Just think of it, honey. We'll have a long time to play. If you hurry on down, ain't nobody home but me. Hurry, 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 hurry. There ain't nobody home but me. Hurry on down. Tick tock tick. Oh, come on, honey. Quick, quick, quick. Hurry on down, baby. Anybody home but me. Back to the on, honey. You must hurry on down, baby. There ain't nobody home but me. Hurry on down to my mouth, baby. There ain't nobody home but me. Haul it down, drag it down, anywhere you get it down. I'm blue as I can be. Operator, give me Hillside 049. Don't stop ringing till I get my baby's line. It's got to haul it on down to my house quickly. There ain't nobody home but lonely me. There is nobody home but me. I met a guy while walking down the street. He looked at me, I looked at him. He took my hand, he held my hand. He's a real gone guy, and I love him, deed I do. He is real gone, real gone, real gone. He's real gone. He's real gone guy, and I love him, deed I do. His technique simply took me out of this world. His technique simply took me out of this world. He filled my heart with joy and cheer. Told me the things that I like to hear. He's a real gone guy, and I do love him, deed I do. Oh, he is real gone, real gone, real gone. He is real gone. He's a real gone guy, and I do love him, deed I do.
Her second release was also one of her best. That's this week's feature, Nellie Lutcher on The Juke in the Back and The Soul That Came Before Rock and Roll. That's He's a Real Gone Guy, written by Nellie herself. It hit number 2 on the rhythm and blues lists during the early fall of 1947 and actually crossed over to number 15 pop. Like her first Capitol release, that one was issued as Nellie Lutcher and Her Rhythm. Well, who were her rhythm? Well, the trio consisted, of course, of Nellie on piano and vocals, Earl Hyde on bass, and Benny Booker on drums. Up next, the hits just keep on coming for Miss Lutcher. Her next release was a double-sided hit. It came out during the first part of 1948. We're going to start with The Song Is Ended, But the Melody Lingers On, and then flip it over and hear Do You or Don't You Love Me? So here it is, baby. The Song Is Ended, But the Melody Lingers On, a number 3 record from early 1948. Here's this week's feature, Nellie Lutcher.
Was splendid.
and the melody seemed to say, summer will steal away, take your happiness while you may. There neath the light of the moon, we sang a love song that ended too soon. The moon descended and I fell at the break of dawn. You and the song had gone, but the melody lingers on.
Nellie Lutcher and her rhythm, the feature this week on the Juke of the Back with Do You or Don't You Love Me? The flip side of the song is ended, but the melody lingers on. Do You or Don't You Love Me charted just like its flip side. It hit number 8 during the early months of 1948. She had such a great, unique style. It's part scat, it's got a little pop, and maybe even a tiny bit of vocalese thrown in there. And her trio is smokin'. And after less than a year on Capitol Records, she'd already scored four hits, with He's a Real Gone Guy as her top seller. That one went to number two, as did her debut, Hurry On Down, and as did this one, another tune written by Nelly herself. It's Fine Brown Frame, which rose to number two during the early spring of 48. Imagine having three number two records all within the same year, but never quite making that top spot. You might wonder which record kept her out of the top spot while Fine Brown Frame was climbing the charts. And that was Julia Lee and her boyfriends with King Size Papa. Coming up later on in the show, we're going to focus on Nelly's little brother, Joe Lutcher. But right now, let's dig on Fine Brown Frame. Here's Nelly Lutcher and Her Rhythm, the feature this week on The Juke in the Back, and the soul that came before rock and roll.
Oh, he's got a fine brown frame. I wonder what could be his name. He looks good to me, and all I can see is his fine brown frame. How long have you been around? Mister, when did you hit this big town? I wanna scream, cause I've never seen such a fine brown frame. All that I have is a broken down chair, but I would gladly make him king on my throne. Don't be a square, why don't you come over here? Together we would really be gone. Oh, he's got a fine brown frame. I wonder what could be his name. He is solid with me, and all I can see is his fine brown frame. Beep, 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 beep. He's got such a fine brown frame. I wonder what could be his name. He looks good to me, and all I can see is his fine brown frame. How long have you been around? Mister, when did you hit this big tone? I wanna scream, ow, cause I've never seen such a fine brown frame. All that I have is a broken down chair, but I would gladly make him king on my throne. Don't be a square, why don't you come over here? Together we would really be gone. Ooh, he's such a fine brown frame. Honey, won't you tell me your name? He is solid with me, and all I can see is his fine brown frame. Now, Robert Taylor, Robert Young, Amici, and Gable are all as fine as mountain sable. You may not be classed with the elite, and you may not be hip to that jive like boot and all reach. But oh, 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 baby, oh, you look like Hercules done up in bronze. And I know I'm a clown whenever you're around, because I'm crazy about, mad about, wild about your fine brown frame.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing them on the Juke in the Bag.
Now you've been complaining much too long. You're filled with misery. Now the world ain't so sad and things ain't so bad. At least it seems that way to me. Put on your bright red tie, slick back your hair, then knock on my door and we'll go from there. Come on and get it, honey. Come on and get it, honey. Come on and get it, honey. I'm here to tell you, yes, I am to stay. A little love is guaranteed to chase your blues away. Come on and get it, honey. Come on and get it, honey. Come on and get it, honey. While the getting's good, good, good.
This week's feature, Nellie Lutcher with the invitation to Come On and Get It Honey. That was released in May of 1948, where it topped out at number 6 for Capitol Records. I'm Matt the Cat, and this week on The Juke in the Back, we're featuring an underrated brother and sister, Nellie Lutcher and Joe Lutcher. Now, we haven't played anything by Joe yet. We'll get to Joe as soon as we're done with Nellie. Oh, speaking of Nellie, up next, a song that proves that she really could sing all styles. This song dates back to 1936, when it was recorded by the Sons of the Pioneers, the great early Western group. It's the classic, Cool Water. And of course, the great pianist and vocalist, Nellie Lutcher, puts her own stamp on it. Capitol issued it during the summer of 1948, where it topped out at number 7 on the National Rhythm and Blues lists. Here's Nellie Lutcher and her rhythm with Cool Water.
All day I faced the barren waste without the taste of water. Cool water. Old Dan and I with throats burnt dry and souls that cry for water. Cool, clear water. Keep a moving, Dan. Don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man. He spreads the burning sand with water. Dan, can't you see that big green tree where the water's running free? It's waiting there for you and me. Dan's feet are sore, he's yearning for just one thing more than water. Cool water. Like me, I guess he'd like to rest where there's no quest for water. Cool, clear water.
keep a moving, Dan. Don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man. He spreads the burning sand with water. Dan, can't you see that big green tree where the water's running free is waiting there for you and me? Water's running free and it's waiting there for you and me.
Nellie Lutcher and her rhythm with Lake Charles Boogie from the summer of 1948. That was the flip side of Cool Water. Lake Charles Boogie, of course, referring to the place where she was born, Lake Charles, Louisiana. That little ditty went to number 13 on the rhythm and blues lists during the late summer. Now, up next, another classic interpretation by Nellie Lutcher. This time, it's Alexander's Ragtime Band. The tune was originally introduced in 1911 by Arthur Collins and Byron G. Harlan. I personally dig the version that was done by Bing Crosby and Al Jolson. But Nellie Lutcher does a fantastic job with this too, once again proving her diversity. I mean, she could play anything. Now, the public wasn't quite buying it as much as their early records. I mean, that last one, Lake Charles Boogie, went to number 13, and so did this one, Alexander's Ragtime Band. Gone are the big number 2 records, but she is still selling. Here it is from November of 1948, this week's feature, Nellie Lutcher and Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Kicks. 7, 8, I've got a red hot date. 9, 10, we can't forget the gin. 11, 12, put your worries on the shelf and let your own cats come on here. Come on here, Alexander's Ragtime Band. Come on here, come on here, it's the best band in the land. They can play a bugle call like you never heard before.
info so natural that you want to go to war. That's just the best it's been with him, honey lamb. Come on along, let me lead you by the hand. To the man, to the man, who's the leader of the band. I'll have you on a head, that's one little river blade. It's right time, come on here, man. And then start the trombone. That's just the best it's been. Whatever I tend to do, honey lamb. Come on, get fellow, let me lead you by the hand. Up to the man, up to the man who's the leader of the band. And if you want to hear that one little river blade, in right time, come on and hear Alexander's ragtime most anything. For you, my love, I'd do most anything. I love you, baby, and I hope you feel the same. For you, my love, I'd swim the ocean blue. For you, my love, I'd swim the ocean blue. There's nothing in this world that I wouldn't do for you. Let's go out tonight and celebrate. I got a party planned for you that just won't wait for you. My love, I'd do most anything. I love you, baby, and I hope you feel the same. Drink, made me dream, changed my drink to milk and cream. I said goodbye to all the mob. I even went out and got a job. For you, my love, I'd do most anything. I love you, baby, and I hope you feel the same.
Our gal Nellie Lutcher with the incomparable Nat King Cole and For You My Love from 1950 off Capitol Records. Now that song was written by the great Paul Gayton and was a big hit in 1949 for Larry Darnell. Nat and Nellie took it to number 8 in 1950. Now as I mentioned at the top of the show, there were very few African American singers who could truly cross over into the pop field. But Nat King Cole certainly was the tops of the tops. By the 1950s, Nellie's sales began to really drag, and she didn't score any more charting records. By 1957, she was on the board of the Los Angeles Musicians Union. Soon she bought her own apartment building and kind of got into real estate, but she never stopped completely performing. She would still perform from time to time throughout the 60s all the way up to the 1990s. PBS even produced a special featuring Nellie Lutcher. But I feel with all of that, she's still not as appreciated as she should be. We lost the multi-talented Nellie Lutcher on June 8, 2007. She was 94 years old. Now, I feel the same way about her younger saxophone-playing brother, Joe Lutcher. He was also born in Lake Charles, Louisiana, on the 23rd of December, 1919. He picked up the saxophone at an early age and joined the family band just like his sister Nellie. And just like his sister Nellie, he followed her out to Los Angeles. He arrived in 1941. She had already been there for like 8 years by that point. Then he was drafted into the Navy in 1942, but returned to Los Angeles upon his release in 45. So as we've talked about on the program before, post-World War II, the big bands were slimming down into smaller combos because there just wasn't enough money to support all those big bands. It's this downsizing that helped support the rise of rhythm and blues music, basically just adding a rhythm section to upbeat blues. Soon Lutcher was leading his own combo at the Look Cafe in Los Angeles, then the prestigious Cafe Society. That's where his backup band gained the name the Society Cats. He fronted a couple of different bands until Art Rupe signed him to his new specialty label in 1947. He was disenchanted by Rupe because the label owner only wanted him to record slow blues. So he left and jumped over to Capitol Records, the label his sister was on, and scored a hit right out of the gate with Shuffle Woogie. So baby, let's dig another one of them Lutcher children. Here's Joe Lutcher's Jump Band with Shuffle Woogie, which hit number 10 on the national charts during the spring of 1948. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the Juke in the Back. Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week, since we're featuring the Lutchers, let's hear one more from Nellie Lutcher and her rhythm. This one dates back to the very beginning of 1949. It topped out at number 13 on the National Rhythm and Blues charts, and it's about a guy from Walla Walla, Washington. Here's Nellie Lutcher and her rhythm with this week's great 78, I Wish I Was in Walla Walla.
Way out in the northwest, there's a town so nice that the founding fathers had to name it twice. My man up there is 6'3". The thoughts of him does things to me. I wish I was in Walla Walla. I wish I was in Walla Walla. I wish I was in Walla Walla, Washington. He always wants to hold my hand, and when he does, I think it's grand. I wish I was in Walla Walla. I wish I was in Walla Walla. I wish I was in Walla Walla, Washington. Thoughts of him does things to me. That's the place I'd like to be. I wish I was in Walla Walla. I wish I was in Walla Walla. I wish I was in Walla Walla, Washington. You know I really miss that man. He pleases me like no one can. I wish I was in Walla Walla. I wish I was in Walla Walla. I wish I was in Walla Walla, Washington.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Thank you. over there.
Oh, what did I do? What did I do?
You ran through a red light.
Oh, but officer, I...
Tell it to the judge.
Hear ye, hear ye. Court is now in session. First case.
State your name.
My name is Larry, and I'm a friend of your brother.
Get out!
Man, at least let me finish.
Larry, see here that you've been charged with violating section 13-13-13. Now, what do you got to say for yourself?
Well, Judge John is like...
Guilty! Man, I'm going to give you...
24 days, one dark night. 24 days, one dark night. 24 days, one dark night.
For what?
Running through a red light.
Oh, I'll wait, my friend, until the light says go. You waited this long, so won't you wait some more? I never speak because it's hard to stop. But if you do, you subject to me. A cop and get
24 days, one dark night. 24 days, one dark night. 24 days, one dark night.
For what?
Running through a red light.
Well, here's another law that you ought to thrive. Never get juiced and try to drive. Juice and gas, I never did mix. Now if you think I'm kidding, ask Darby Hicks, cause he got
24 days, one dark night. 24 days, one dark night. 24 days, one dark night.
For what?
Running through a red light.
Man, I want my life. Tell you this, cause I know I'm right. I never run through a red light. The green's for go and the red's for stop. So when the red comes up, stop,
or you'll be sorry.
Joe Lutcher and his Society Cats with the Traffic Song, which I consider to be a worthy record, but it did fail to chart when it was issued in 1948 on the Specialty label. Before that, he did have a charting record. It was Rockin' Boogie. And that voice you hear at about the middle of the record, that's actually Joe Lutcher singing. Rockin' Boogie went to number 14 during the fall of 1948. Now you might wonder, didn't I just say that he left Specialty Records and signed with Capitol? What's he doing back on Specialty again? Well, baby, let me tell ya, after he scored that hit with Shuffle Woogie on Capitol, Art Roop at Specialty wanted him back again. So Joe went. Up next, another charter for a different label, this time on the Bahari Brothers Modern Records. Mardi Gras, written by Joe Lutcher, went to number 13 during the summer of 49. I'm going to spin it for you right now, baby. This week's feature on the Juke in the Back, Joe Lutcher and Mardi Gras.
I went to the Mardi Gras down in New Orleans. I went to the Mardi Gras down in New Orleans. I went to the Mardi Gras, the land of beautiful scenes. Yes, I went.
Yes, he went.
Yes, I went.
Yes, he went.
Yes, I went.
Yes, he went.
Yes, I went. Parade in New Orleans. While at the Mardi Gras, I saw some beautiful queens. While at the Mardi Gras, I saw some beautiful queens. They were a Creole gals born in New Orleans. Yes, I saw.
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 I even saw King Zulu, the king with the golden crown. I even saw King Zulu, the king with the golden crown. He really did get around in that Creole town. I marched in the parade down Ramport Avenue. I marched in the parade down Ramport Avenue. I had a very good time, and I did not spend a dime. Parade in New Orleans.
Oh, Joe Lutcher with Mardi Gras. Now, you might know that song a little bit better by Professor Longhair or maybe Fats Domino, but man, it became a New Orleans classic. And it went to number 13 during the summer of 1949 off Modern Records. Now, by the early 1950s, Joe Lutcher had sworn off the music business altogether for religious reasons. He became a Seventh-day Adventist, and it was against his religion to pay union dues, so he just couldn't perform anymore. But during the 1960s, he started his own gospel shop and his own gospel record label, but he never performed his secular music again. Along the way, he also convinced Little Richard to give up the devil's music as well. But thankfully, for all of us, Little Richard came back to the dark side. We lost the great and highly underrated Joe Lutcher at the age of 86 on October 26th, 2006. But man, this cat could cook, and we're gonna go out with his cookiness number. It's my personal favorite. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed this week's look at the Lutchers, Nellie and Joe. Remember, until next time, soul, it's a feeling, and you get that feeling each week right here on your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, The Juke in the Back. So baby, let's close it down with the smoking Ojai. Here's Joe Lutcher and his orchestra spinning off of Modern Records from 1949. I will catch you on the flip side next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.